Thank you and welcome to Bio 2007, the World Series of Bioscience Conventions in Boston this year. I'm Jim Doblin. We've got a lot on our plate this morning. We're talking with Jorg Ola of Bayer Animal Health, Scott Dieter, CEO of Ventria Bioscience, and Tracy Taylor of the Kansas Technology Enterprise Corporation. First off, Jorg Ola with Bayer, talking about the animal health corridor. What is it and where does it extend to and from?
Well, that's a question we often get. It's a group of more than 120 companies who came together, and they're all located between Columbia, Manhattan, and St. Joe's. Companies which are in nutrition, in health care for pets, and they are more than 30% generating revenues for the world.
What is the connection of animal health and human health? How does being a leader in animal health help us grow in other areas of the bioscience industry and field?
Well, you might be amazed. If you look at the companion animal business, how much they follow the pattern of the human animal health. There's a company who just launched an obesity product. There's a company which just launched another Prozac product. And you have companies who develop products for oncology, for orthopedics. There's a lot of research going in areas where humans are also. And then the other piece, which is, I think, very, very important for all of us, is food safety. So to produce food which is good for humans to consume.
Thank you, Jorg Ola of Bayer Animal Health. We'll now turn to Scott Dieter of Ventria Bioscience from Junction City and Tracy Taylor from the Kansas Technology Enterprise Corporation. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Let's talk to you first, Scott. What exactly is Ventria Bioscience?
Ventria Bioscience is a plant-made pharmaceutical company that is developing products that are affordable, life-saving medicines. And we emphasize the affordability.
Give me an example.
An example of that is a product that we've developed to help children recover faster from diarrhea. Childhood diarrhea kills 2 million children on a global basis, and we are addressing that problem with a novel and affordable new therapy.
Why did you choose Junction City to put the company?
Well, really it was the Kansas farmer that attracted us. We're attracted to Junction City because of the efforts that have been put developed by the Junction City Gary County Economic Development Commission. That was very instrumental. K-Tech helped us come to Kansas, and Tracy Taylor, of course, with K-Tech, will be speaking in a minute. But those were the reasons that we came to Kansas.
Tracy, let's talk about the competition for companies like Ventria, and then Eden Space as well. You might address that, but I mean, how did we manage to do this, pull this off?
Well, let me give a bit of background. K-Tech is responsible for technology-oriented economic development in the state of Kansas, and as such, we helped create in 2004 and 2003 the Kansas Economic Growth Act, created $580 million without a tax increase for the bioscience initiative. And as such, we wanted to be able to play to our strengths, and the strengths of Kansas are agriculture, and we immediately focused on plant-made pharmaceuticals and found Ventria. It's great to have Scott, a former Kansan, arguably the leading plant-made pharmaceutical firm in the world, and we were able to really put together a team, the Secretary of Agriculture, the Administration, the Legislature, K-Tech, the Department of Commerce, which both economically and from a policy standpoint, I think made it very attractive for them.
You guys are kind of behind the scenes in a lot of these, you know, the big grabs.
We try to be very involved. We were fortunate to be able to found an organization called Kansas Bio, the trade association for the bioscience entities. We've now got over 80 members, from huge corporations like Bayer and Hill's Pet Food to smaller organizations like Ventria that we think are going to become a very large and successful entity in time.
And let's talk again, Scott, about Ventria and your, I guess, goals for the, not your company, but also for Junction City in that area. It's a pretty rapidly growing area.
It is a growing area, and it's an area that is growing in the life sciences. I know they have a strategy here from an economic development standpoint to continue this growth. And, of course, our company will be growing, and we're hiring right now. So I want to get that message out, because that's something that we're growing right now with the construction of our facility, our bioprocessing facility, on the southwest side of Junction City.
And Tracy, many say that biotech is really a big city game, a
bi-coastal operation, but that's clearly not the case. I mean, you know, with Scott's company and others, apparently we're getting our share.
Right. Certainly you want to play to your strengths. In the state of Kansas, again, agriculture is so key. Being able to have an outstanding research-based university in Manhattan in the Junction City area focused on both animal health and plant science helps us so much. So certainly both Scott and I, having grown up in rural Kansas, find it very important to be able to play to our strengths, and Kansas has significant strengths in the rural areas.
Well, we're not in Kansas anymore today, fellas. We're at this huge convention, a 70,000 square foot affair with people walking around with monitors strapped to their chests and whatever and all this high-tech stuff and getting our exercise walking around. But as you look around, how do you think the state fares as far as, and Scott, you can address this, how do you think we're doing here?
Well, I think it's a sweep. I think Kansas has swept the series. Not only in terms of presence at the conference, but also in terms of actions and making things happen and getting progress and advancing the ball.
We brought 120 people to this convention. It's a fairly large delegation, and I think, Tracy, we were talking, or you guys were talking about, I think we're up there right with Massachusetts and a few other of the big states.
Absolutely. I think the only larger delegations in Kansas, Malaysia, and the state of Massachusetts, it's obviously on their home field. But Kansas Bio, the trade association, has done a great job of leading this effort. They took over 100 people to Chicago last year to the Bio Convention, and they really do a great job in conjunction, again, with the legislature and the administration of putting Kansas' best foot forward.
Thank you all, gentlemen. Jorg Ola of Bayer Animal Health, Scott Dieter of Ventria Bioscience, and Tracy Taylor of K-Tech here on Ag Issues on 580 WIBW, live from Bio 2007 in Boston. I'm Jim Doblin. We'll have more after this.